We did get to spend time with Marcia and Pastor while we were down there and visit with them, and we did have a good time while we were there. We heard some good speakers, and I wish some of them was here today so you could hear a good speaker. So when Pastor asked me if I would preach today, he said, "Now that is Father's Day, will that be fine?" And I thought, that'll be easy enough. That I've been a father, I know, you know, so I can just get up and tell everybody, you know, how good a dad I really was, and that I'd read the, you know, how to be a perfect pastor, a perfect dad, and I was going to go through all of that, but my daughter showed up, so there went that message. So I had to fall back on something else here. So. I'll go ahead and read the scripture. 2 Timothy 2:15, it says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." I started that out that way because there's probably nobody but that knows you better than God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. The only people that know you close to that well is your kids and your wife and your family. They know you. They know how you're living. They know what you're like when you're mad. They know what you're like when you're happy. They know when you're telling somebody something, they know whether you're telling them the truth or not. They know all about you. And so when it says, you know, to study thyself approved unto God, not only unto God, but us dads, we need to be showing that unto our children because they know a lot about us. You know, I knew when my dad was raising me that he studied the Word of God. I knew that by the way he was raising me, he loved me so much he made me go to church. He really did. And as I got older, I decided I didn't think I had to go to church. And then I realized as I did start getting older that that's when I needed to be in church the most. I needed to be in church for my kids. I needed to be in church for my wife. You know, we say that... We all feel this way. We want to be in control of our lives. We want to be controlling the things around us. But if we're not careful, we get so controlling over everything around us, we don't let the Holy Spirit lead us in anything. You know, one of the speakers there at the state conference spoke on this, on some of this stuff that I was going to do today, and I just couldn't believe what some of the things he was saying, how it tied with my message today. And I think that's how the Lord works. My dad knew the Bible because, how I knew my dad knew the Bible, because he had quoted me a few scriptures sometimes. If I ask him why too many times, he might quote the scripture something like this: "If you spare the rod, you spoil the child." He knew that scripture. There was other scriptures that he knew, you know, that a couple of my cousins started getting a money each week just for carrying out the trash and stuff like that, you know. And so I thought that was a pretty good thing, you know. So I asked Dad about that. I said, "Well, how about me getting a little money, you know, for doing the chores around here and stuff?" And he said, "Well, son," he says, "do you eat?" And I said, "Well, yeah." He said, "Do you sleep in a good bed?" And I said, "Yeah." He says, "I think you are getting an allowance." He says, "If you need more money," he said, "the Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat." And I got to reading and studying my Bible, and that's what it said. You know, I titled this message "Because I Said So." Have you ever used that as a parent? You ask your kids to do something and they say, "Why?" And it's like, "Well, because I said so." That's why you're going to do it, is because I said so. You know, my parents has used that. My mother's here today. She can be a witness to that for you. If you don't believe me, you just ask her. I had to throw that other message away because she showed up. I had to tell the truth. You know, in my life, as I started getting older and I started having children, and my wife had children, I was just the dad part of it. When I started having a family, I started seeing, as they're young, man, they just cling on to everything that you say and everything that you do, and they think you're right. Whatever you're doing, they think you're right. So you got to be right. You can't be out here doing things that's not right, and then your kids expect them to be good kids. You just can't. It just don't work that way. As they get older, they start realizing, hey, Dad's not doing all that he's doing, or Mom's not doing all she says she does. She comes to church every Sunday, but then through the week, she don't do what she said she done, or he. Father's Day. I need to stay on the Father's, not on the Mom's. He don't do everything that he says he does. We see that in our churches and stuff. You know, over in Timothy, 1 Timothy, Paul was sending Timothy over to Macedonia, which is in Ephesus, and he was telling them some things that they needed to work on. And one of the things he said that down there they're desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor what they affirm. That's what your kids get to thinking about you when you're not living the life that you say you're living. You know, sometimes because we come to church, we think it makes us an expert Christian, but it don't. It don't make us an expert Christian. It don't make us an expert dad or a boss or an expert husband. Just because we come to church, there's some things that we need to do, and that's what I'm going to get into John here just a little bit. John, the 14th chapter and the 15th verse is where I'm going to start and read through the 17th verse. It says, if you love me, keep my commandments. So there's a start right there. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. So, boy, if you ever need some help, you know, people say, you know, Jesus says he'll never leave you, he'll never forsake you. You know how he done that? He left that Holy Spirit with you to help guide and direct you in this truth that it's talking about up here, to help you divide that truth and be right with it. And then it goes on to say, and this is really important for people to hear. And I don't think you hear it a lot anymore. It says, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. The Spirit of truth is that Holy Spirit. And it says the world cannot receive that, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But you know him. You know how you know him, because you study the scripture, you keep his commandments, and that's what makes a better dad out of you, or a better mom, or a better person by doing these things. He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Boy, ain't that a comfort. Man, I wished I'd have studied this book a lot better. My dad took me to church. I didn't always study this book here. It's called the Holy Bible. On how to do this. And if this one fails, I'm going over here. So we need a comforter. We need somebody to help and to guide us into the truth. If you want to be a good dad, or you want to be a better dad, or you want to be a better person, study your Bible. Not only to show thyself approved unto God, but unto this world that we're living in. You know, if we had better dads, I think our world would be a better place. But I tell you, you see people, even with me, I have people try to give me instructions or tell me how to be living my life that don't even go to church. There's people that try to tell me how to live my life that some of the things that I see them affirm in their life, or go to Facebook. Oh my gosh. You see people, things that they affirm on Facebook, or they say it's all right. And it's things that worries me in my heart, because I think we ought to be affirming the Word of God, not just what we think, not just because I said so. I think we need to change that to because the Bible said so. If we start living our lives because that's the way the Bible told us to live our lives, we would be a lot better person. It says in there, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth." Boy, it's hard for people to even know what the truth is nowadays. That makes me think. Sometimes the Holy Spirit's not in them. When you can't discern between the truth and the not, it says the Holy Spirit will help give you that truth. "For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. He will show you things to come." Man, I wished I knew as a parent I could see things that was going to come in my life that maybe I could have helped changed. But I couldn't even see things in my own life at times, that things that I didn't change, that I should have changed. But it took me to get in. You've heard somebody say, if I don't have no bad luck, I don't have no luck at all. You know, my luck changed when I started reading my Bible and studying my Bible. It's amazing how that happened. And I think it happened is because I started making better decisions. Then it says, this is important, so you know. I promise you, if there's anybody in this church that lacks wisdom, it'll be me. And this is what my Bible tells me to do. If you're not for sure on how to raise your kids, or if you're not for sure what you're going to do as a dad, if you don't know what all you need in your life, I got a grandson here. You make sure you listen to me. It says if you lack wisdom, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God. Remember that. Says he'll give it to all men liberally and unbraideth not, and it shall be given to him. If you want to know how to help get through this world, ask God. Because I'm going to get my phone out. Everybody uses their phone anymore. It says, and this was Billy Graham that said this, and I'll finish on this, because it's Father's Day. It says, a good father is one of the most unsung, unpraised, unnoticed, and yet one of the most valuable assets in our society. I'm glad I had a good dad. I know a lot of you's had good dads, and you need to thank God for that every day. And if we want to be raised better dads, it'll be through this Word of God. Guys, I know you just don't do this a lot, but if any time that I'm up here preaching, if anybody wants to come to the kneeling rail and pray, you're always welcome to come. I heard a lady pray at the state meeting, And I mean, she prayed a prayer. And when she got done, Bishop Farr got up and he goes, "I wished I could pray like that." You know, they ask people to come up front at our state meeting and ask them to pray. For whatever the reason, if you feel like that you need to, somebody's talking to you, the Holy Spirit's talking to you to preach, or that Holy Spirit is talking to you to, that you need to get closer to God, you come and pray. You won't bother me at all. I come from the Free Will Baptist Church that believes in that. And you will never bother me. If you need me to pray with you, you catch me after church. You catch me anytime, and we'll pray. Guys, thank you for coming today. May the Lord bless all of you dads that's here today. I can't thank you enough for being here, because I know what it meant to me that my dad had me in church. So thank you for being here today.